شماس قال هذا من الناس الذي الله هو في سياقة الموت فبكى طويل وحول وجهه إلى الداء فجعل ابنه يقول يا بتى أما بشرك رسول الله سبحانه هكذا أما بشرك رسول الله سبحانه هكذا فأقبل بوجهه فقال إن أفضل ما نعيد الشهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله إني قد كنت على أتباك ثلاث لقد رأيتني وما أحد أشد بغضا لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مني ولا أحب إلي من أن أكون قد استمكنت منه فقتلته فلو مت على تلك الحال كنت من أهل النار فلما جعل الله الإسلام في قلبي أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقلت أبسط يمينك فلأبايعك فبسط يمينه فقبضت بيدي فقال ما لك يا عمر قلت أردت أن أشتلت قال تشتت ماذا قلت أن يغفر لي قال أما علمت أن الإسلام يهدم ما كان قبله وإن الهجرة تهدم ما كان قبلها وإن الحج يهدم ما كان قبله وما كان أحد أحب إلي من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا أجل في عيني منه ما كنت أفيق أن أملأ عيني منه إجلالا له ولو سئلت أن أصفه ما أطقت لأني لم أكن أملأ عيني منه ولو مت على تلك الحال لرجوت أن أكون من أهل الجنة ثم ولينا أشياء ما أدري ما حالي فيها فإذا أنا مت فلا تصح ناحية ولا نار فإذا دفنتموني فشنوا علي التراب شنا ثم أقيموا حول قبري قدر ما تنهر جزور ويقسم لحمها حتى استأنس بكم وأنثر ما وراجع به رسول ربي رواه مسلم. Hadith Ibn Shimas radiyallahu anhu, we were present with Hazrat Amr ibn Al-As radiyallahu anhu when he was in the last stages of his life. He was crying for a long time with his face turned towards the wall. His son said to him, O my father, did the Messenger of Allah did not give you such and such glad tidings? Did he not give you such and such glad tidings? He then turned his face and said, the most superior thing which we prepared for the hereafter is this testimony that there's none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I passed through three stages in my life. I remember a time when there was none who detested and hated the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than me. And there was none who had a greater desire than me to gain the upper hand over the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and kill him. Had I died in that condition, I would have certainly been among the inmates of the hellfire. When Allah placed Islam in my heart, I went to the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, give me your right hand so that I may pledge allegiance and take bait to you. He stretched out his right hand, but then I held back my hand. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what is with you, Amr? I replied, I want to make a condition. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what is your condition? What condition do you want to make? I replied, that I be forgiven. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Amr, do you not know that Islam wipes out all the sins that were committed before embracing Islam and that the immigration, hijrah, wipes out all the sins that were committed before it? And that Hajj wipes out all the sins that were committed before it. This was the stage in my life when there was none who was more beloved to me and more honorable to in my eyes than the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Due to his great awe, I could not look at him full in the eye. If I were asked to describe him, I would not be able to do so because I never looked at him Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam full in the eye. If I passed away in such a condition, I will have hope that I will be among the inhabitants of paradise. Now the third stage of my life is such that we have now taken charge of such affairs that I do not know what my condition is with regard to them. Now when I pass away, do not permit any wailing woman to accompany my funeral, nor shall there be any fire lit for my funeral, as was the custom in the pre-Islamic times. When you bury me, ensure that you pour sand onto my grave properly. You should then stand around my grave for as long as it normally takes to slaughter a camel and distribute its meat. This so that my heart may remain attentive because of you and that I may be able to know what answers I am to give to the angels of my sustainer. And the answers, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ وَبِمُحَمَّدِ الرَّسُولَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Three questions that will be asked. And the Rasulullah said, when you start leaving, or when you're there, because now the angels are going to come. Say, Allahumma thabbitu, Allahumma thabbitu. Allah, keep him steadfast, steadfast. So this was, he's asking, stay at my grave at that long, so then at least I can answer the angels, so you can stay at the grave, reads Aminu Rasul, this thing. And then when you start going, now the angels are going to come, they're going to ask Allah and enable us to prepare for this. Sahabas were so intelligent, they used to think everything right. So there's one time, this time, this time, this time. And when this time where Rasulullah has gone to, now we're in charge of affairs. We don't know what our situation is. Allah give us death with Iman. Allah